I don't know how many of you are friends with the boy who's a DRS alum who was just diagnosed with leukemia, but I know a lot of guys yesterday who are former Talmidim were involved in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim and will be involved in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim over the next several weeks, months, etc. And in general, there is a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, so it's kedai to discuss a little bit what the halachas of Bikur Cholim are and what the basic idea of Bikur Cholim is. So that's what we're going to dedicate today's 10-minute halacha shir, even though it was not on the list. Bez Hashem, we'll get to the ones on the list also. This was just on my mind recently. Both a woman in my shul was diagnosed with something and a Talmud, so Bikur Cholim was something that was certainly on my mind. And I'd like to dedicate this particular shir, L'Zchus Refuah Shleima, for both my Talmud Zecharia Kalman Ben Yael Margalit, as well as the woman in my shul, Tzipora Fega Bas Sima Shendel. They should have a Refuah Shleima very, very quickly. There are three mitzvos that one could technically be yotzei through doing the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, mitzvos midal raisa, that one could technically fulfill by doing the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Number one is the mitzvah of Ve'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. The Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim as a separate mitzvah. He includes it under Ve'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. He says Ve'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha is to do nice things to other people, and included in that, there are many ways to do Ve'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. Bikur Cholim is one of the ways that one can accomplish Ve'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. When it's a situation of pikuach nefesh, where someone is, Rahman al-Tzlan, has a life-threatening illness, and whatever help you give them, you never know. Never know, just a lifted spirit or helping them with food or whatever it might actually prolong their life. So it could be that it's an issue of losamar al damreyecha. Right? Pasuk says that if you see someone who's about to die or whose life is being threatened, you can't just sit there and do nothing. That you have to do something. So it could be that Bikur Cholim, in life-threatening situations, might be a fulfillment of Losamar al damreyecha, and if you actually cause the person to get better, it could be a mitzvah of Ashevosolo, that it's L'rabos Hashavas HaNefesh, that even Hashavas HaNefesh is included in the mitzvah of Hashavas HaVeda, to bring a person back to life. In fact, Chazal understand that when you're Mevaker Cholim, you take away a little bit of the illness. You remove some of the illness. So in a certain sense, it is Vashiv Osolo. You're being Meshiv something. You're being Meshiv a little bit of Chiyus to the person. The Gemara in Sota Daf Yudalid darshins directly. Pasuk says Valachta Bidrachav. The Gemara says in Sota Yudalid V'chiyav Shalol Adam L'Alechachar Shechina. Is that Shaykh that a person is going to be able to follow the Shechina? V'alonemar Ki Hashem Elkecha Eish Uchlehu. God is after all an all-consuming fire. Ella Halachachar Midos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, it means follow the midos of Hashem. Mahum al b'sharum imafatal b'sharum imakos baruch b'ikar cholim afatal v'aker cholim. Right? Why do we know all these things about what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does? Why does the Torah tell us a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mivaker Avram Avinu? Dafka to tell us not how nice a guy a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. Right? We don't need to know if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is nice, other than for the we have to serve him whether he's nice or not. Right? So it's not about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it's about we are told things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu so we can know what to emulate. And Bikur Cholim is something that we have to emulate. If Hashem did Bikur Cholim, we have to do Bikur Cholim. So that's the, right? And there's a parallel Gemara that doesn't describe mitzvos per se, it describes midos. Mahu rachu, mafata rachu, mahu chan, mafata chan. Those are two different issues. Right? Midos are what we feel. This Gemara in Sota is about what we do. That if there's an arum that needs clothing, so get him clothing. If there's a person who's a cholo who needs someone to be mivak cholim, go be mivak cholim. If there's an avel that needs nichum, go be menachem avel. It's what you do rather than just what you feel. The Rambam seems to assume that it is, bikur cholim is at least a kiyum d'oraisa, even if it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanon technically, but the kiyum is a kiyum d'oraisa. Why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim? So there are several shittos in Rishonim why that should be the case, that there's no bracha. It could be that there's no zman for the bracha, for the mitzvah. Any mitzvah is not bound by zman, it's just continuous forever. That you always have to go visit Cholim when the opportunity presents itself. So it could be that that's why there's no bracha. It could also be because We don't make a bracha on bad things, on sad things. So since Bikur Cholim assumes a very unfortunate situation, so we don't like to make a bracha on something like that. Right? Can you imagine you walk into a cholim and say, ah, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaMashiach Hashem Tzadik HaTzadik, like I'm so excited to be here, to be able to be Mevaker Cholim. No, you wish you didn't have to be Mevaker Cholim. You wish the person wasn't sick. If the cholim doesn't want you there, so you don't have the opportunity to be Mevaker. So you're going to go, and then you're going to show up, and as you're about to knock on the door, you're going to say the bracha, and then you knock on the door, and they say, no, he's not accepting visitors right now. So it's like we had that discussion in terms of Kiddushin, right? Whether you could have a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kiddushin, the girl could always turn it down. So the person could always turn it down. So that's the Rashba in the Tshuva, in Siman Yud Ches, discusses that you wouldn't make a bracha on something that the person could turn down. Also, the Tshuvas Binyamin Ze'ev is quoted in the Sefer Halichos Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, says that you wouldn't make a bracha on something that the Umos Ha'olam also do. Bikur Cholim is something that's so seichel that everybody does it. But it is an extremely chashuv mitzvah. The Gemara in the Darim Dav Mem tells us that there was a maisa where one of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim got sick, and Rabbi Akiva came to be Mevaker Chola, and the Talmud says, Rabbi Hechi Yisani, you gave me life. And Rabbi Akiva then said, he learned from that experience that Kol Mi She'enu Mevaker Cholim is Ki'ilu Shofech Damim, that anyone who's not Mevaker Cholim, it's as if he's Shofech Damim, it's as if he's murdering somebody. Because if you have the ability to go be Mevaker Cholim, you're able to be Mechaya the person, you're able to bring the person to life. But I just want to take a step back. Going back to those mitzvahs, we really highlight certain things. That the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim really is three-pronged in terms of what you're supposed to accomplish when you're Mevaker Cholim. Number one, when you go to be Mevaker Cholim, you're supposed to accomplish lifting the person's spirits. Just making the person feel good. Right? That's the idea of the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, just doing something that makes the person feel better, nicer, whatever, that he shouldn't be worried, ease his mind a little bit. So on that level, unlike Nichum Avelim, let's say, Nichum Avelim is not about making the person feel good per se, it's about providing the chama over the death of a relative, in which case, by Nichum Avelim, you're not supposed to talk about other things. You're supposed to talk about the mace and show nechama in all that the mace had provided you with in their time on this earth. By Bikur Cholim, you don't talk about the illness the whole time. It's not a special kiyum of Bikur Cholim to talk about every treatment and every... It might be a greater kiyum of Bikur Cholim to talk about golf, to talk about whatever the person's interested in that will get their minds off of whatever off of the illness. You're not supposed to only focus on the illness. You're supposed to just put their minds at ease, try to normalize the situation. Their whole life has been turned upside down, and their whole life is defined by their illness when they're a chole. So you try to normalize it by just talking about normal things. And that's a key of Bikur Cholim. Second element of Bikur Cholim is to provide physical support. If the person needs an extra pillow to get more comfortable, the person needs someone to bring them a drink, to bring them practical elements, right? Something that you're going to be Mevaker Cholim in a hospital and you know that the person really enjoys frozen yogurt or something. Would you like me to go to the Berry Licious to pick you something up, you know, on the way to the hospital? I'm coming anyway, right? So that's also just physical needs of the Cholim, or needs or wants of the Cholim is also a very critical element of Bikur Cholim. On that practical element, Rabbi Daniel Feldman points out, I think Rabbi Daniel Feldman points out in one of his books, that there's another physical, meaning one might say, I'm not providing anything physically, there's a nursing staff that's taking care of the chola, they're taking care of all the physical needs of the chola. When a nursing staff sees, let's say there are two cholim in neighboring rooms, one of them gets no visitors, no one seems to care about that chola. The other one's got a room full of flowers and balloons and has visitors coming constantly and always calling and whatever. When the nursing staff, even subconsciously, hopefully they try to treat everybody equally, right? But even subconsciously, when they see that so many people are invested in this chola, and that if they treat this person like a celebrity, then so many people are going to know about it. Everyone's going to know how nice these nurses are, how great they are. It's got to have an effect on the treatment that the chola gets, on the attention that the chola is going to get. It has to have an effect, just not even consciously, subconsciously it's going to happen. They're going to find themselves treating him in a different way. And that's very critical also. And the third element of Bikur Cholim is the element of tefillah. The Gemara says that if you're mevaker a chola and you're not mispalo, then you weren't mekayim the mitzvah of bikur cholim properly. And it's important when you're mevaker chola to be mispala for the chola when you go. Now, obviously, it should be pointed out that when you're mispala for the chola, it's not necessarily best to be mispala for the chola. It's gemar brachas daf yibez on beis, by the way. If it's efshel vakish rachamim and you're not mevakish, you're called a cholte. Now, obviously, it doesn't necessarily mean to be mispala right in front of him. In fact, there are halachos. The Gemara talks about not to be the Shulchan Aruch. Don't be mevaker too early in the day because it's going to affect your tefillah negatively. Why? If you come early in the day, the cholah looks stronger than he really is. So you're going to say, it doesn't really need my tefillahs. Don't come too late in the day, the last 3 hours of the day, because that will also affect your tefillahs negatively. Why? Because by the end of the day, he's so exhausted and he's so drained, he looks much worse than he really is. So you're going to say, it's a lost cause, not worth davening for. You have to get a clear picture of what the cholah is in order to daven properly for him. But it's very much tefillah based. That a person, when the mevakeh cholah, should be inspired to be mispala, not right in front of them. Don't say, oh my gosh, look at him, he's terrible, Ribono Shalom, please help. That's not going to help anybody. It's not going to make the cholah feel better. But because there are these three elements, sometimes you're able to be mekayim one without the other, and it's still a partial kiyum. Like, for instance, I had a situation once where a close relative of someone in my shul was comatose. So is there any inyan of being mevaker? So first of all, there is definitely an inyan of making the family feel better and coming to give them chizuk and support. That may not be bikur cholim. That might be a separate mitzvah of just v'yavta l'reicha kamocha and chesed with the family. But is there any bikur cholim element? So the tefillah element, l'chara, is very strong. You go and you see, Rachman al-Tzlan, a person hooked up to machines like this. So very, very strong tefillah element. It definitely inspires tefillah. And you could be mispal in front of the cholah. You're in front of the chola. The chola, and that often does give the family comfort. If you're mispala in front of the chola, that they see that people are davening. That people are davening for the person. So that's also a very important element of the bikur cholim. There is another element, which is the Gemara says someone has a Gemara Bava Basra in Yesh Nochlim Kuftes Zayin that anyone has a chola b'toch beis or yelech etzel chacham shabi ir v'yivakish levrachanim. You go to the Chacham and ask the Chacham to be mispalo for them. Rashi over there says, Rashba maybe, says that that the idea of the Chacham, I'm sorry, the Meiri says that the idea of the Chacham is that the Chacham will teach you how to daven properly. Very often people just don't know what to do. Someone in the community, someone, a close friend gets sick, and people just don't know what to do first. They're so shocked or whatever that they just don't know what to do first. And sometimes you need guidance in terms of what to do first. Sometimes people end up committing Yisurim because they want to do something. They'll start being mevakish all sorts of skulos and whatever that are. It's us to look for skulos. Skulos, we don't believe in skulos. We don't believe in magic. We don't believe in, right? So people are going to practice nichush and all sorts of things that I heard from my neighbor that if you do. Why? Because they're just desperate to do something. So that's the idea of going to the chacham. You go get guidance in terms of what's appropriate. And hopefully the chacham will be able to tell you, okay, this had to be mispala. These are the things that we try to pursue when it comes to trying to be mevakesh rachamei shemayim on the chola and on kol chola Yisrael. So this is just some of the issues. Obviously, there are a lot more details, but this is just hopefully a heading, a rashi prakim in terms of the basics of bikur cholim. The rest, you go and you have to learn. There's a lot to learn. Yeah.